Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Hey, boys. Welcome back to the pub.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Why do I always end up here?
You gotta ask yourself that one.
This is bullshit.
Can I get a 10-count chicken McNuggets with,
Wait. I didn't ask you yet.
Can I get spicy buffalo and tangy barbecue? And for my drink, can I get a Sprite? Large.
Right, you're not in the right place.
He's got mic and soundboard.
Large, please.
This isn't it.
Do you have his total?
No ice.
Do you have his total?
Yeah.
It's probably like 1622.
Nah, dude.
Do you guys have the apple pies? I know your ice cream machine isn't working, bro.
Actually, it is.
Shamrock shake.
Is it that time of year?
It is, dude.
It's been.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
Bob just had one.
Shanny.
Yeah. All right, what are y'all drinking?
If he's getting nuggets, can I get a...
I just told you.
If he's getting
nuggets... I just told you. Why are you asking?
I'm not... Huh?
Can I tack on a quarter pounder? And cheese if...
Do you want me to order it? Like,
ordering. I'm just tacking on
Do you want
order.
Me to place the order for you? Because
I'm
we don't do that.
Tacking on to his, is what I'm saying.
Can you order for us?
Yeah, I can do that.
Merc right now.
You're thirsty?
Wow.
All right, what do you want to drink?
Me first? Can I get a tall glass of chocolate muck?
Dude, I was just going to order milk, dude.
He didn't say milk.
a gallon of milk.
All right, I got you.
Whole milk.
Shout out to Pennyman John.
You want chunks? No chunks?
One day expired.
One day. So no chunks.
Just
okay.
A little sour.
Yeah, yeah. Like a little tangle on your tangle on your tingle
it's
tang.
It's still good to drink. Like, you might have a little tummy ache.
The cap has the little crusties. When you.
Yup. He knows.
You guys licked that when you open it, right?
Well, how else do you clean it?
Exactly. I'm glad we're on the same page at least. All right. Quick hit.
Sour
quick
cream.
Hit.
Quickie.
Isaiah.
There's a nipper at my feet.
Let's go.
When you work out, do you prefer cardio or lifting weights?
Lifting weights.
Okay.
That's such a...
I like cardio.
Talk.
You know what?
I've
been into cardio a lot lately.
Cardio is fun.
Dude, cardio
I hate cardio.
Blows.
Yeah, I hate it.
Cardio is cool.
I'm getting good at it.
You burn time pretty quick.
No.
And,
dude, time slows down. I feel like I'm locked in the fucking...
Twilight
Dragon Ball time chamber, dude.
Nah,
that shit
dude.
Blows.
The hyperbolic time chamber.
All you need a cardio though is like 20 minutes tops.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah
I
you
feel
don't
like,
need more than 20
I
minutes.
I feel like weightlifting, I always lift for more than an hour.
Yeah,
so,
but you run for 20 minutes and you burn like 100 calories.
Yeah.
Dude.
You lift for 20 minutes, you burn like 500 calories.
Dude. Yeah, but
me when I run.
Oh, you fall?
You fall.
Take damage.
All right, Bob. City or countryside?
Country.
Okay.
This guy's a country bumpkin. Howdy.
That's it. No context. The city's too crowded.
He changed accents mid-sentence.
The city's too crowded.
I agree.
I don't want to be near you fuckers.
He called him a bumpkin.
All right, Merc, I honestly don't know the answer to this. Oh, my bad.
What's this, trivia?
Me in the countryside.
Yeah, right, bro. You're all...
Dude, I hope the mic is picking it up, because it might not be...
I don't think it is.
Me in the countryside.
There it is. We need a soundboard, man.
Yeah.
All right, Merc, I don't know the answer to this about you.
Oh, okay.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Wait.
What?
Why are you asking us if you know the answers?
No, he's asking if...
What do you
think
talking
you are?
You specifically said, I don't know this about you, implying you knew it about us before you asked the question.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying.
He doesn't know what I would say.
Because
Isaiah,
Merc is like...
Quick, go ahead. Isaiah gets it.
I get it. I get it. Yeah, I get it. No, I don't.
Me and Isaiah. Oh, fuck.
What is...
Oh, my God. Stop, dude.
What the hell?
All right. No, what I was trying to say is you're like both to me. If I when I think about you... When I think about you in, when I'm in bed at night...
And that's what I've been saying.
All right, what would you say you are?
I would say I'm an extrovert.
Wait, I didn't hear the question. What just happened?
I'm an introvert or an extrovert? I would say I'm an extrovert.
I think I just blacked out for 15 seconds.
If I'm at work, I'm an introvert because I don't really talk much at work. But, okay. You know.
Yeah, like when we go out to bars and shit, you're always talking to
random
people.
Yeah, I know. But
he did, yeah.
It varies. It depends kind of. My mood varies a lot, too. And that affects, a, you know.
Yeah, but, I feel you. Feel.
Merc when he's at work.
Was that an Enderman? What was that?
That was an Enderman?
Did you guys get a fucking pool? What is going on?
That, yo, you should add that to fucking Quizzo. Fucking Minecraft sounds. You have to guess what they are.
That's too easy, man.
You got it wrong, dude. I got Enderman, dude. I would have nailed that one.
I thought it was a...
Merc when he's at the bar.
Bro, it went from, like, not loud at all to so loud. That's the loudest
thing I've ever heard.
All right, specials.
I'm hungry.
Let me get a cig.
We got fried crispy cutlets for just one dime, marinating in a New York style shipping container, deciding if it wants to be relevant or it just wants to be a mascot.
Shipping container?
I don't even know what that
Whatever.
Is.
Whatever. Go ahead.
The little black crispy bits of spaghetti bolognese at the bottom of the slow cooker after it was left on the warm setting overnight.
It's the best part.
That was a good one. That's funny.
And last but not least, who would have thought? Another Falcon, goddammit. Why do we keep talking about this irrelevant team?
More birds.
Birds.
Yeah.
More birds.
Yeah. All right. Let me, go get your meal.
Whoa.
What's the first one again? Like a shipping container?
We're going to talk about birds. You guys play Angry Birds yet?
No, dude. I haven't played Angry Birds. I'm still grinding.
Dude, there's a pig in Angry Birds now. You can play as one of the pigs.
You can play as the pig. Yeah, and what's he pig. Do?
He spits slime balls.
Really?
What's your favorite bird?
Fuck those pigs, dude. Fuck those pigs.
Like the cops?
This guy's on the bird side.
We know who I'm talking about.
That's a big bird guy.
Big bird.
All right. First meal of the night. Fried crispy cutlets for just one dime, marinating in a New York style shipping container, deciding if it wants to be relevant or if it just wants to be a mascot.
10 cents a cutlet is a pretty good price.
It's not bad. It's really not. But it has been in a shipping container for marination.
I'll take 20.
We usually want to marinate your cutlets, so.
Not in a shipping container.
Why not?
Whatever you want, dude. That's a controlled climate. What if there's a lot? That's a controlled climate.
Fair enough.
Maybe.
All right. So there's been rumors that the Giants are quote unquote absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Wait, who said that?
It was online.
I saw a lot of obviously it's rumors because there's nothing confirmed on tape or whatever, but it's going around the combine a lot.
Really? Interesting.
I think that was the quote as well.
Oh my goodness.
So Isaiah.
The man of the hour. Resident, the man of the hour.
Resident.
Yes, sir.
idiot.
Thank you. That was really that was respectful.
The pub jester.
I did want to be a little more critical there, but I kept it light on idiot. Go ahead.
Yeah, what is the question?
Do you think they're actually done?
No, I got it.
Oh, okay, yep.
Put your oven mitts back on and get the next meal. Isaiah, so we discussed at the beginning of the season, before you climbed aboard this sinking ship.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Jones.
Sinking.
Daniel Jones got a bag. He got a fucking bag, let's be honest.
He got a bag.
4-year, 160 mil, fact check.
Sounds right to
anybody?
Me.
Yeah, yep.
It might be 45. 4-year,
yeah, that's, yep.
160 mil. Quick mass, that's 40 mil a year. He didn't even make it through this season.
True.
Do you think he deserved... Multi-level question here. Do you think he deserved that amount of money?
I
No, probably not.
Do you think...
Wait. Let me say this beforehand, though. Mm-hmm. I think he got paid... He got paid a lot of money. I think the 4 year is more the issue, not the...
It should have been 2 years.
It should have been a 2 year. And 2 year it would have...
Email?
That would have been fine. Honestly, I would have been okay with a little bit... It's a lot of money, but the problem is that it's a 4 year deal.
A lot of money for a team that barely made the playoffs.
Yeah. And
the prior year.
He was only okay. But also, that's the asking price for a lot of quarterbacks.
So, do you think Daniel Jones is a QB1 in this league? This current time?
Yes, I do.
There was a lot of hesitation in that.
I had a little bit of hesitation there. I mean, there's people you could argue, you could start over him that are like backups and whatnot.
Okay.
But
so he's a QB1 in this league. Is he going to get moved from the Giants, or do you think that his contract is too big and people are going to be discouraged?
I think his contract's almost over. After this year, there's only one more year.
No, is the first year on the new contract.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Is that, oh yeah, maybe that is it.
Because he got paid with
three more years under his contract.
I don't think anybody's going to pick it up, but I also don't know that the Giants are going to.
So do the Giants bite the bullet and keep him on the team and use him as a backup or a starter, or do they cut him and pull a Broncos with Russ?
They're not going to get Russ.
And they bring they're getting Russ. Are they? Do they cut him and take the cap hit like the Broncos did with Russ just this week?
I think it depends on a couple things. So, like, they have the sixth pick in the first round of this draft. Mm-hmm. So they have kind of some space to work with, you know what I mean? Like,
they need a running back.
They might need a running back.
Might?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen with Saquon. It's not like a guarantee that he's going to go somewhere else.
I think he's going somewhere else.
I think so too, but
going to be a giant.
He's going to be asking for a lot of money, and I don't know.
Which he deserves.
He deserves it, but I don't know who's going to be willing to give him that money.
I also don't think the Giants are going to prioritize a running back when Saquon leaves. Because if they were going to prioritize a running back, they'd just pay Saquon.
The only thing I'll say about keeping Saquon and why they might be willing to pay him a lot of money is because if you look at the team with him versus without him, they are much better with him, and they have been. And that was true, obviously, this season, even though they kind of sucked this season. But it was also very true last season. The games that he wasn't there, they did a lot worse in, and like the offense looked way worse compared to when he, you know, was there. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know who's going to be available QB-wise at that point in the draft, and I don't think that...
There's a lot of good QBs this draft.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought, too. I think they what they could do is they could pick somebody up and then kind of play out this year and Marcus then Mariota. Play the market.
Do you think this is a reset button for the Giants?
No, not this year.
If they let Daniel Jones go and Saquon go, I feel like it is.
They're not. I don't think they're going to let Daniel Jones go because
let him go. But I don't think he'll be the starter.
So what do you think they mean by completely done with him?
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's just a rumor. I don't know.
It is a rumor. Yeah.
That. I don't think that they're completely done with him. I think people want them to be done with him, and I think
do
that
you
after
want them to be done with him.
I would be willing to. I think the best option is we actually play out this year. Hopefully, he doesn't get hurt again. We see how he performs, and then we evaluate, and then do something. Because right now, it's too up in the air. Like, he didn't really play. He didn't play even close to the majority of the season. And I don't know. Like, I just think that, like, we don't know if Saquon's going to be coming back, and we don't know who we're going to get in the draft. So I think what will probably happen, and I said this on the podcast before, is they're going to hold on to him for... at the very least another year, because they kind of have to, given how much money they're going to be paying him. And then they'll probably pick up one of the best wide receivers this draft, is what I think is going to happen, because there's a lot of really good receivers.
I don't see a world where Saquon is on the Giants next year.
That's fine. I think it's unrealistic, but I think it's a possibility.
So let me ask you this. You guys have the sixth pick.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones was the sixth pick.
Whoa.
I'm in the Matrix.
That's crazy meta. To think. I didn't know
that's
that.
That's pretty meta.
Yeah, that's
pretty
crazy.
I didn't remember that.
Just now.
Okay, so who do you want the Giants to take with the sixth pick? Say you go with Daniel Jones this year. Would you still draft a quarterback?
I would draft a wide receiver.
Really?
Yeah.
At six?
They need receiver
help. Well, Marvin Harrison.
At six?
I think he's going to go before six, right?
Probably, yeah.
I think
they should draft a wide receiver. There's, like, the top four teams need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
True.
There were a lot of really good wide receivers.
But Marvin Harrison is, like,
the one
that you want.
But there's also quite a few. There's probably between three and six really good QBs, too.
So you'd rather take a receiver and build – so let me ask you this.
Whoa.
Would you rather take a receiver because of the lack of receiving that this team has had for the past, like, 5-6 years?
Yes. Okay. I'd rather do that. I think it's a safer option. You save more money that way long term. And then, I mean, if, like, worst comes to worst, like, obviously they could get rid of Daniel Jones. And then, depending on how the QB market turns out and, like, who's available down the line, like, they might be able to get a steal on somebody, like, just, like, a Russell Wilson or, I don't know. I'm sure there will be options when that comes. When and if that probably comes, you know what I mean?
Draft Marvin Harrison, pick up Russ. You guys are back in it.
You don't have the bread to do that.
No, but it would be
very... Well, Marvin Harrison would be on a rookie deal. You might have the bread
but
to do that.
But now you
pick up Russ, you're paying two QB1s.
I think the Broncos are paying.
They're probably going to... Like, whoever picks up Russ is probably just going to get him on the... what's it called? For, like, only a couple million dollars because he's a veteran.
No, he's going to want money.
You think he's going to want more money than that? There's no fucking way.
He already
has his money, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That's not how these guys work. We've had this discussion.
The reason why I don't think we're going to get Russ is because I don't think Russ is going to go to a team and sit on the bench. It doesn't make sense. Well, why would he do that?
Russ
he could just sit at home because he has money.
Russ is better than Daniel
Jones. What? Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I think he's better than Daniel Jones, too.
Hypothetically, he ended up on the Giants, he would be the starter.
But what I'm saying is that he would probably rather go to a place where he doesn't have to compete for a spot, like in New York, than... There's a Mipper crying, dude. I hope she's okay.
Who cares?
What?
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Russ will be a starter somewhere.
He's going to be a starter somewhere. Or he's not, and he's just going to stay home.
I'm laying down facts. Russ will be a starter somewhere. Saquon will not be on the Giants, and Daniel Jones will not be the QB1. These are facts.
I think two of those are correct.
Write the facts.
Daniel Jones is going to be the starter in the Giants.
No.
Yeah, he is.
No.
I think that's the facts. They just paid him, bro.
Daniel Jones is a trailblazer for mid quarterbacks everywhere in terms of his contract. I think he set a standard for
Tommy DeVito shirt
for a market for real.
It's at home. It's at home. I'll tell you what though, I think that Daniel Jones, the only way that he could potentially not be the starter is because he pulls, and I kind of get this vibe from him just watching him and like seeing his demeanor on the sidelines and stuff like that when he does play, is he kind of seems like a Ben Simmons type.
Like he doesn't want to.
Like he doesn't.
Work.
He doesn't care. Yeah. Like I think. I think he's checked out. And like that's kind of the impression I got at the start of the season is that like a game is going poorly and he's just checked out. He's just like fuck this dude. Like I don't fucking care.
Dude.
Like this sucks.
I can tell you the date he checked out. 82-yard run against the Eagles.
All right, dude. Next topic.
Falling on his face.
I'm trying to eat a different meal right now.
All right.
Bullshit.
All right. We'll see what happens. I hope the best for your team.
I really doubt that.
I
really doubt that.
I almost feel bad for your team at this point. I mean,
it's hard.
It's been rough for the past decade.
Yeah.
But it's all right. You'll bounce back.
It is what it is.
When did Eli leave?
He left in 15 or 16? Around there.
I think 15 or 16. That sounds right.
Maybe
and then we got, what's his name? Gino.
Gino.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a year
you
or
did?
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you drafted him.
I think we drafted him.
I thought that he started on the Jets, but I could be wrong.
Oh. That sounds right, too.
Anyway.
He may win there early.
Eat it, beat it, drink it. We be eating. We eating.
We eating good.
Not that good.
What are we eating, dude?
We're eating good.
Eli Manning was on the team until 2019.
Holy moly.
Is that the time he got paid till? That's crazy. 2019? No, because you guys...
2019 season, final year.
That can't be right. He wasn't playing that whole time, was he?
I think he got benched at one point.
The first two games of the season in losses. Announced Manning would not start week three, opting for Jones.
Oh, shit.
Daniel Jones was a rookie that year? What year was Jones drafted? 18? It must have been.
Manning returned to the starting lineup on next week on December 9th against
the Eagles.
Whoa.
Sheesh. Wow.
Full circle. It's been so long, I really don't know.
Damn, I didn't know he was still on the team that late.
I thought it was 2016, to be
honest. That's an arbitrary.
He was in the league for 15 years.
Wow.
Damn.
That's older than you, Mark.
Close enough. Eat a beat a drink it, dude?
Yeah, we're eating, beating, drinking.
Are we beating it?
We're eating.
Fuck.
Right now.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
I hope not those.
You might be in those. All right. So, I don't know if we got any chefs in the room.
Chef me.
But I want to know, is there anything that you're really good at cooking?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled
cheese. Top of the line.
Oh, I make some. I know they're really easy, but I make some good scrambled eggs, dude.
How so? What makes yours better than the rest? So,
I like my scrambled eggs a little bit, watery. Wet? Yes, wet. Yes, I like them wet. I'm not even lying, dude. That's how I like them. With cheese, and I season them up real good.
What do you season them with? I need to know.
I use, onion powder.
Garlic powder.
A little bit of garlic powder. I get a little bit of...
this guy's cooking.
We have seasoned salt in there.
I'd eat those. Look at this guy.
I'll do two or three eggs, and then I'll pour in some egg whites, too.
This guy's a chef.
Keep it healthy.
This guy's a chef.
I gotta make sure my eggs are dancing when I shake the plate. You know what I'm saying? They jiggle a little bit.
A little breakfast sandwich action.
I guess so. I think they're supposed to jiggle, right?
Get some.
No, not if you cook them a lot. They're just like.
Then they turn black.
Here's the tech. You cook up those eggs,
Here's the tech.
And then you cook some bacon, right? And you make a sandwich out of that shit. But wait, there's more.
The bacon first.
There's more. But while it's cooking, you get those fucking. What are those biscuits, bro? Like the Crescent Johns, but not the Crescent Johns.
They're fucking biscuits from Pillsbury,
bro.
Right?
The Pillsbury dude. Yeah. You get the biscuits and you fucking air fry those, and then you put them and you make it a sandwich.
You make it a sandwich, dude?
Yeah.
Here's a
fire.
Make the bacon first and cook the eggs in the bacon grease.
Ooh, I can't do that in my house, but good idea.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's forced vegetarian, I think. Yeah. Or something like that.
Can't do that.
All right.
That's a forbidden tech.
That's a no-no. Yeah. That's an illegal move.
All right, scrambled eggs.
Yes.
That's your go-to.
I would say so.
Bob, what about you?
Are you
dead serious?
Yeah, I don't cook, bro.
I work a mean microwave, I'll tell you that.
Do you add anything special to your grilled cheese?
No.
What do you love? Pepperoni on
the grilled cheese, bro.
That is a move.
So gay.
If available, that is a move.
Have you ever done that yourself?
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
All right. How do you cook it?
On the pan.
Nah.
All right. Mayo or butter?
Wait, mayo? I've never cooked it with mayo.
That's a lot disgusting. Of people do.
I've heard disgusting. Of it.
A lot of people do.
I know. I've heard of it, and I want to spit on you.
Walk me through it.
I mean, it cooks it down.
I take the lazy way.
Okay.
I put it in the microwave.
Can't believe it's not butter. Spray.
What?
On the pan or the bread?
The bread.
Ooh.
The bread.
Ooh.
Direct to bread? See, I would have went to... I would have went to pan with the spray.
Even if I use regular
butter? The actual butter on the bread, but if I'm spraying, that's straight to pan.
No. Spray, butter, on bread. Bread, on. Cheese, on. I make it in the pan. I don't make it separate. You know what I'm saying?
No. Explain.
This guy... The bread goes in the pan.
One slice of bread by itself.
Slice of bread.
And then he puts a piece
then
of cheese.
Then I put the cheese on.
How many
and
slices?
Then I put a cheese
How
on.
Many?
And then I put a cheese on. And then I put...
Three slices of cheese.
I thought he was going to go four. I thought he was going to go four.
American, white American.
Kraft singles?
Yellow American is better.
Okay. Deli
Yellow.
No, I'm not going to lie, bro. If we're rolling American, white is better.
White.
New York white American, dude.
All right, keep going.
That's exactly the one.
Top piece of bread. A little shimmy shake.
You got a little shake.
No spatula.
Oh, you do the flip?
Flip.
My God.
keep it professional.
Sorry, Merc, can you walk me through your eggs?
Wait, hold on.
I'm not done.
So then you get...
Isaiah's itching.
I'm not itching. You look in the fridge or cupboard for your additionals.
Like?
Pep.
Okay.
After the sandwiches are done?
Yeah.
See, I put it on
when it's cooking.
No, listen. This is a rookie mistake. You put the pep on while it's cooking, it's going to get greasy.
That's the point.
It's going to get too greasy.
No. That's the point.
No. You put the pep on after, it warms it up enough where it's not spitting grease at you.
Do you like ham and cheese?
Fuck no.
No, but like ham and grilled cheese.
Close second for pep, Doritos.
Interesting.
Doritos on the grilled cheese does the body.
I would do that.
Mine on the side.
I'll put Doritos on any sandwich. Really.
Why don't you coat my bread with Dorito dust?
Oh my god.
That's messy. That's too messy. You put your ingredients in the middle after it's done cooking.
I'm getting frustrated.
After it's done cooking, you get that cheese spread. You get to see that meltedness. Put your toppings in. Plate. Triangle cut
is necessary.
Yep. Bro, I'm not even going to lie to you.
Diagonal.
When you make grilled cheese, I cut down the middle, bro.
Dude, no.
No, stop. You child.
Stop. I ain't no child, bro.
Triangle stop. Cut corner to corner is a must.
I'm just kind of disgusted that you open your grilled cheese after it's finished. It disgusts me.
Well, you do it fresh out. It cools it down enough where as soon as you put those toppings in.
It's like a sacred, like, you're ruining
dude,
it.
Dude, you cut a steak and you look at the fucking cook.
It's not you steak.
I don't know.
You cut your sandwich, you look at the spread. Same deal.
You don't spread your steak, dude.
You don't.
All right, Mark. Come on. Walk me through your eggs. All right.
I don't know if I can go as in-depth as Bob can. Bob
did. He told us the seasonings.
Yeah, I mean...
All right. What is your technique, though? How do you beat your meat? Your eggs.
You beat it in the pan. You save a dish, beat it in the pan.
What?
Yeah.
See, like, this is shit I need to know.
I'm about saving the dishes. That's why there's no spatula.
Exactly. I hate dishes.
Less
this is
there's no spatula?
This is crazy,
no,
bro.
No, there's no spatula.
What? Who are we talking to?
Flip.
Oh, he's flipping.
I'm flipping with the pan.
I thought these guys were chefs.
I am.
No, I specifically led with I can't cook.
You don't have a dishwasher?
No, actually I do, but I don't.
What about the human?
I wash my dishes. I do all my dishes, dog. Don't worry, my sink is empty, if that's what you're worried about.
Oh my, this is why I need to know. He mixes it in the pan.
Yes, dude.
Oh my god.
It's not unheard of. It's not unheard of.
I don't even eat eggs, so I don't know the tech.
You mix it inside the pan.
You use non-stick? Any non-stick?
Yes, pan first. All right. Sorry, pan first, always, pan.
Fair enough.
And then I crack my eggs in there. I pour in my egg whites. I season it up. This is all with low heat on.
Do you take the shell out?
Sometimes.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
Quit.
And so you just keep it on low the whole time, and you scramble them up inside there, and you let them cook for like 10, 15 minutes while you scrape the bottom, like making sure they're all scrambled or whatever. But it has to be low heat the whole time, because if you put it on high heat, your eggs get overdone and they're dried out and they're gross.
Right.
You can't have them dried out and gross.
True.
I just can't have it.
So when do you add the seasoning?
When I put in the egg whites, then I'll do all my seasoning.
Gotcha.
And then as I scramble it, it all mixes in. And then when it's almost done, I'll get a little handful of cheese. a little handful of shredded cheddar cheese, and I'll sprinkle that on there so it melts into my eggs.
Nice,
it's
dude.
Very good.
All right, you brought me back in.
Yep,
I was off the rails in the beginning there.
Mixing it inside the pan really really fucked him up, dude.
Him too. You should have seen the look we gave each other, dude.
You know,
dude.
You guys
don't know how to save dishes. You guys don't know how to save dishes.
You're up.
Dude, I'm not getting fancy. I just know how to make rice and beans and fucking chicken thighs.
That's it.
I'm not elaborating too much. Rice cookers are easy.
Wait, so the hard part about making the rice.
Did you hear that?
The hard part about making the rice and beans that I make is not even making it. It's buying all the fucking ingredients. It's such a pain in the ass to make sofrito. You have to go to the fucking Spanish market, and where I live, there's no fucking Spanish market for like an hour. So I have to drive an hour, buy the shit, come home, mix it all up in the fucking blender. I really should. And then we freeze it. We freeze the stuff. And then it's all measured out. This guy's smoking in the pub.
Everybody smokes in the pub.
Sean's about to hit us with, like...
Wait, no, hold on. Isaiah's not done.
Bro.
I want to know one thing. I've had this before.
Yeah.
It's a great meal. How do you get the chicken so goddamn tender?
How do you get the chicken really tender? Oh, wait. No, that's pork. That's pernil.
Oh, that's what I meant. My bad.
That's pork shoulder. And we cook that for, like, 12 to 16 hours.
Better.
Overnight.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You cook 12 to 16 hours?
No. It sits in a crock pot, though.
Yeah.
But it's a really big crock pot.
Oh, okay.
It's huge. Like, when you get it, and cutting it is such a pain in the ass, but it's literally, like, when you get it, it's, like, this fucking big.
Damn.
And you have to cut the whole shit.
How big is this big?
That's about a foot.
Audio listen diameter. It's actually, like, a foot, yeah, in diameter. It's huge. But what's easier is you could just make chicken. And I swear to God, like, you know, like a glass baking tray or something like that?
Yeah.
You throw in the oven. You can get, like, chicken thighs. Just put sazon on both sides. And then... Dude.
What is that?
We're in, like, the fucking Matrix today. There's all noises all over the pub I've never heard in my life.
Yeah, it's getting weird.
It's getting weird in here. But, yeah, you put sazon on both sides.
What is sazon?
It's a Spanish seasoning. Literally, this is all needs. I swear to God, this is all needs. And you lay the thighs together. Like, they could be touching, whatever. Doesn't matter. Inside of the pan. And you just let it cook at 350 for, like, I don't remember how long. Until it's cooked. Okay. And then you're good. It's literally so easy. And it cooks in its own juices.
That's
fire.
That's what does it.
Yeah,
it
must be. And the sazon is so good because it's like it has salt and everything. It has everything you need, bro. It's literally like sazon is like it's for everybody. You don't have to do anything else. You don't even need salt.
All right, cool.
Dude, he's the biggest chef here.
No,
hold on, hold on, Sean's up. Hold on. Let him.
What do you want me to? What do you want me to say?
What do you cook? What do you chef?
I make a bunch of shit.
Chill,
you know that.
Yeah, but what are your best
chef moments?
I don't know if it's
moment of the year.
I don't know if it's
top 10 chef moments of the year
with Watch Mojo.
I don't know if it's my best meal. I already heard you say it. You whispered it to him.
What did I say?
I literally heard you.
How?
I don't know. I heard you.
Go ahead.
No, it's chicken fajitas.
How the fuck did he hear that?
I literally just made this last night. It is so easy to make. It's just like a mixture of...
Sazon.
What is it? Chili powder? I think it's chili powder, salt, and pepper. And then you get little baby bell peppers, onions.
Mm.
You broil... Or first of all, you put olive oil all over the peppers and onions. You put them on a flat pan. And you put half the mixing shit on top. Sprinkle that bitch. Mix it with your mittens. Mm-hmm. And then you put it in the broiler for, like, literally 5 minutes.
I don't think I have a broiler.
You just put it in the top rack and turn your oven all the way up.
Okay. The oven. Put it in the oven.
I'm sorry.
And then you put the rest of the sneezing on the chicken.
Sneezing.
Put that on top of the veggies. The veggies get a nice charcoal crisp to it. Bob doesn't like veggies, but anyway. Put that chicken on top. 5 more minutes. You got fajitas.
Dude, we gotta do a cooking show. Pub cooking.
Brother, don't even worry about it. That's coming in the future. We just need video. What is it? Oh, that pronunciation.
Yeah, say that again.
I haven't had that.
Nice.
La Botarena.
Oh, it's just
very
sauce?
Cheap. Very cheap. Yes.
Thought it was fancy.
It's just hot sauce.
You can just get that at a grocery store?
There's that Walmart.
Cool. I'll try it.
He swore I had
write
to
that
go
down.
Nice. All right. Let's get another round going.
Another round.
Let's get her done, baby.